gentlemen, hello.
I write all the lyrics and most of the music. I split kind of duties. So far, Mitch Stewart, our bass player, he writes most of the songs with me. This time, I think it will have a little bit more input from all the guys on this next album. But so far, for the last two albums, it's been mostly just, you know, Mitch and I writing the music together, and I help arrange it. I produce the albums, and I do all the vocals and all of the lyric writing. So we have a pretty good system. It's fun.
Oh yeah.
Well, we originally were thinking that I kind of went from the one musical circle of Sabotage, and we were kind of a family. And then on the first Circle to Circle album, Watching in Silence, I wound up writing all the songs with either myself and John Oliva, who was the original singer of Sabotage, or Chris Caffrey, who was also a guitar player for Sabotage. So it was like a circle within a circle of a family. Well, to me, power metal is very closely related to the original term heavy metal. I think, you know, when you got that a progressive musical sound, if you go a little bit more prog, I think that lends to the power metal. If you go with basic heavy metal, the way it was invented maybe by Judas Priest, Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, that's kind of where we are. So I don't know if we're true power metal. We're more like pure hard rock. So it's a little bit of a different genre, but you're right. It's hard to tell the difference. Where do you start and where does one begin? I think on our new album, Delusions of Grandeur, we got into a little bit more of the power metal realm. So we'll have to see where the next one goes. The album before that, Burden of Truth, was really a concept album. So we wrote around one central story, whereas Delusions of Grandeur has no concept. So we may go back to a concept on the next album. I'm not really sure. We're just going to start writing that new album when we get back home. to Florida. But otherwise, it's a very closely related, but I think we're more on the side of, you know, hard rock metal rather than power metal so far. For Burden of Truth, we wrote it to be a musical sequel to the movie Da Vinci Code, because we just said, well, wow, this thing ends off, but it seems like it wants to take off and do something else. Now, of course, the real movie sequel, you know, Angels and Demons is, you know, coming out so that we see that, but we wanted to do a musical sequel to the movie, so that's what it was. So we just wrote our own story. It's a long story, but that we used a film, of course, to do that. But on our last album, Delusions of Grandeur, we just took it one song at a time and just said, let's just let each song take it where it wants to go. So you have a potpourri of lots of different musical styles packed into this one album. to me, Delusions of Grandeur plays like it sounds like a concept album, but it really isn't, which was an interesting aspect of the record. When we finished it, we kind of sat back and listened to it. Wow, it kind of sounds like a story, but I don't know what story that is. I didn't even write a story to that. But it's just weird with Circle to Circle albums. Each one is very different, but it's still pretty much the same kind of basic, you know, metal type sound with, you know, vocals that have lots of melody and range to them. Guitars going crazy, powerful guitars, great guitar solos. You know, in a time in America, you don't hear that many songs with an actual guitar solo in it right now, but it's starting to come around. It's like I hear it on the radio. Oh my God, there's a guitar solo. We've been doing that for years. So we still have a lot of guitar action going on, a lot of good bass lines, power drumming. You know, I think you'll get a good idea of it tonight when we play the show. But, you know, it's very different. Each album is turned out to be very different.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You see, it's over, turning, twisting, always awake from the chill of another day. Why? From never sleeping, met that bed of me for the last time. And if you reach the surface, where will you hide? And when you find the answer, it's all done. Rich shit in your hatred and your false ideology. I will hold you to everything you took, no matter what you tried. And if you solve the question one more time, I'm a disaster.
There's really not a lot of difference these days. In the past, there was a lot of difference in terms of Europe more embracing traditional metal, because it's, with Circle to Circle, we've always been, we call it traditional metal with a modern twist. In Europe, they used to really embrace the traditional metal sound, but in America, they always wanted a little bit more modern to you to be adventurous and to look outside of the tradition. Now, the kids in America are wanting to know where metal was born. They're looking, they're going back and they're listening to the original Black Sabbath, they're listening to old Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden's doing a tour now, it's selling out everywhere.
Yeah.
So really, there's not a lot of difference now. The kids in Europe and the kids in America are thinking the same thing. Where is the roots of this metal? Because we're so young, we don't know where it comes from. My generation, I know where it comes from, but it's very similar now. I like it. I mean, when we tour America, it's the same type of crowds coming out as it is here. So it's very, very similar now. There's not much difference at all between the metal fan in America and here. They're just very inquisitive about, and they want to hear some new and different stuff. So that's my job, kind of our job, to give them that new and different sound.
Still the world keeps turning.
touring has its challenges, you know, with a voice. When your body is your instrument, you're always going to have a few little challenges every day.
Yeah.
Like, the past 2 days, we see this cotton stuff flying all around, and I got bad allergies anyway. So, you know, you have to make the adjustments. You bring the bring medication you need, try to take it easy. Don't do a lot of, you know, don't be drinking and smoking all over the place every night. You know, just be smart. Drink a lot of water. Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Just perform within what you know. You know, but you're right, it's very tough to come out. It's not like in the studio where every day you come in at the time you want, you feel good, you have to have top form with your voice because it's, you know, studio recording time. On the road, I can pretty much achieve that same level, but it's just a little bit hard. I have to make sure I take care of myself and don't do anything stupid, you know, and because there's always that, you know, fans that want to see you in your top form. So I just have to remember to take care of myself and be able to deliver every night. Tonight I feel good, you know, I mean, we're halfway through the tour. It's been a while since I felt this strong halfway through a tour. So I think with age, I'm getting a little bit better at it, you know, every year, just learning how to control things and control the environment and try to deliver a good vocal performance every night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Twisted all those strings and tried to mend these broken wings. Still inside the night, I fly on. Yeah. You, I'm moving on.
Good job.
I'm moving on, watching in silence, watching in silence again. Keep pushing on, watching in silence, inside the night eyes, all of the world is asleep. See me as I fly so high in the night. All these feelings surround this new gift of life. With these wings I fly so high in the sky. Watch the world as it goes down, its buildings crumble to the ground. The panic-ridden streets shall cry on. Yeah.
We do. We're going to play pretty much almost every song from the new album, really, maybe except for a couple of songs. We're going to play stuff from all four Circle to Circle albums so far, and from every album. And then we're going to have a little special surprise that where I do some songs that are from, you know, the Sabotage days, a bonus track that I sang on a certain Sabotage album. I don't want to give away all the secrets now, but kind of an acoustic thing, where we bring down the mood a little bit. Then after that, we go right back up to the boisterous old Sabotage music and give them what they want and sing some of my favorite songs from my era in Sabotage, which was 9 years and 5 albums. So I pick out about 3 or 4 songs from that era and then come out and do that. And it seems to be a great set. We just kind of separate things a little bit, and the encore turns out to be mostly the Sabotage stuff. Hope I didn't give too much away, but.
Follows my mood.
úszod 5 centit sorsért.
Vegyünk mi is.
Gratulálok, megnyerte a Tivanyi farm hatod részét.
Megnyertük a farmot.
Megnyertük a farmot.
És tudod, ki nyert még egy hatodot?
Kicsoda?
Ha vonaton megyünk, egy centünk sem marad, mire odaér.
Itt élni évekig. Ki tudja, meddig egy ilyen szép fiatal lány.
Sajnál.
Gózon Gyula és a még bajusz nélküli Jávor Pál főszereplésével. A Kék Bálvány. Holnap 20 óra 45 perckor az M2-n.
Minden tavasszal ádász háború tör ki a Kaszpi-tenger északi partjain. A csatákat egy értékes halért és ikrájáért, a kincset érő fekete kaviárért vívják.
Gyakran tűzpárbajjal végződik az akció.
Szereti a fekete kaviárt?
Oroszország jellegzetes terméke, amire mindig is áhítoztak az ínyencek.
Úgy néz ki, már nem sokáig eheti.
Majdnem a teljes kínálat törvénytelen eredetű.
A tokhal háború. Hétfőn este az M2-n.
Holnap fogadást tartok, nincs kedve jönni?
Persze, hogy van kedve, ott
lesz. Főtök, miket beszél?
Rablás történt, van egy súlyos sebesültés.
Indulás.
Okunk van azt hinni, hogy a gyermeket elrabolták.
Nekünk nincs gyerekünk.
Amikor a polgármester asszonya beszél, előtör magából a macsó.
Valaki ártani akar neki, és mi még azt sem tudjuk, hogy miért.
Szerelmem lángoló tüzében éppestem.
Laura, kedvesem.
Don Matteo. Hétfőn este az M2-n.